This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Great college football weekend. We like that. It was fun in terms of the quarterback storylines in actual college football as well.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently to Anthony Lima, this weekend gave him a little bit of unwanted Shador content or Shador rage on social media.
Can they tell you any more clearly that he's not ready and maybe he's a year away? Maybe he's 2 years away.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos who have been tweeting all weekend, making every other game about themselves. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Shahive is not going to like this.
I thought Ken had a good point in there, though. Part of it is the lack of faith in the Browns. That's why Colorado Shador fans feel the way that they do right now.
I mean, I do think, by the way, it's not even, it shouldn't just be about Shador fans. Like, if you're a Browns fan who have questions about how they've handled either of these quarterbacks or the quarterback derby, I think you're just using your brain. And I do think that anytime there's a logical conversation that is put out there about, well, should Shador have gotten as much of a chance as Dylan Gabriel? Should Kenny Pickett have been in this quarterback room? Anytime you say something that is pro-Shador, I don't want to say anti-Shador, but whether it's the Switzerland crowd, of which I am boldly a part of, or the Shahaters, as they're known, they tend to just lump you into, well, he's just part of the Shahive. I think that's the frustrating thing. And by the way, in total fairness, the opposite's happening too, right? Like, oh, you have this thing that isn't overwhelmingly positive about Shador, you must be a Shahater. And it's like, or I just don't drink the Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's in-betweens in all of this. The part is, and I listened to the segments this morning, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, I think the part that Colorado Shador fans and even some Brown Shador fans get frustrated with is the idea that we're just, first off, supposed to just believe everything the Browns say as if that's 100% truth. But the part I get frustrated by is that instantaneously he got here and he was already, there was whispers of him being so far behind.
Mm-hmm.
And there was already conversations. He'd been here for 3 days, and all you kept hearing out of Berea was that the Browns thought he was so far behind, and it was like, really? These wizards of evaluating, these are the ones that tell you that Dylan Gabriel is so far ahead of Shador when they've known him for a New York minute? Like, so, that's the part that gets frustrating for myself.
I do want to speak, because I've kind of jumped over this a little bit. Because I host a show with you,
mm-hmm.
I am automatically assumed to be a part of the Shahive. And we are, in fairness, YouTube loves us because of our, we have not run away from Shador. We've not been, you're certainly a Shapologist. I am, I now that he's here, I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. I don't know where Lime was getting all this kind of feedback from the Shahive.
Yeah, because I did. I wondered if I was too into the Hive because I didn't hear this at all over the weekend.
Well, okay, because here's the other thing. Because we're seen as the pro Shador show, the Shahaters come to my doorstep first. Like, if something's happened where you can spin it into a Shador conspiracy theory, I hear about it positive or negative. And I did not hear a whisper from the Shahive or the Shahaters this weekend.
I'm with you.
So that's I was caught off guard. I don't know who was like tweeting at Anthony or what specifically he was referring to, because
or what do you even say to poke the bear almost? I got confused in the whole entire process, if I'm being honest about it.
But like, because that was the thing that I was confused about, because I usually, like, when we talk about this, it's like, oh yeah, I got like four of those messages this weekend. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I didn't hear hide nor hair of anything about Shador this weekend.
No, heard a lot of Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Heard a lot of Nussmeier. I brought the Hoover Dam into the equation.
Mm.
We got to come up with some sort of like furry nickname for him now. Is that what we have to do?
No, I don't. I come back to it. It's like the fur sells itself, right? You don't need a nickname for that unless it's just the furry Hoover, right? Which sounds wildly inappropriate.
That sound
now that
really
I said it out loud, Tiger got out of the cage.
The furry Hoover.
You're not going to outfreak this freak, okay? It sounded like something that was seen in like 70s movies certain genre.
Stroke the furry wall.
Mm.
Now, I hope somebody brings a succulent.
So I was a little thrown off by that from Lima. Now, I guess to Lima's greater point of like, well, they just don't believe him. I don't know specific to what Lima was selling there. I don't know how after 5 years with these guys, you can look at them and say, I'm just going to take their opinion on quarterback at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think Baker was destined to fail in his first venture with the way this was set up and still go, okay, but he looks really good in Tampa, twice as good as he did in Cleveland. You can think Deshaun was set up to fail by virtue of not having played football for 700 days, the Lock and Forest stuff of he's a broken human being, and also question the Browns' role in his failure and whether they could have done anything specifically with how Stefanski built the offense and really didn't build an offense around Deshaun. You could ask yourself that question, DTR and the handling of DTR. It's weird to me, the idea that he gets so much credit for Jacoby Brissett looking like a functional NFL quarterback, which Jacoby was before he came to Cleveland, and when he's gotten into game duty since, has looked like a functional backup, borderline starter quarterback. And then we ignore the biggest reasons why we should look at Kevin and go, okay, quarterback guru, I just don't see it yet.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out how many different coaches across the NFL that we would just instinctively give the benefit of the doubt to. But the fact that I can name probably 5, 6, 7, somewhere in that range, and I certainly know Stefanski is not one of them, though, is I think where we're at a little bit of a crossroads here.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like, this is not to say they're screwing this up.
No, we don't know. And maybe
I'm just not going to sign a blank check for them and being like, well, they say Shador's not ready. I guess I should trust them.
There's also a scenario out there, Nick, too, where we look up a year from now and this year was Flacco and it was Dylan Gabriel. And for whatever reason, they win enough games or something happens where they're not able to take a quarterback that they like. And then it's Shador next year and he's starting and then he's off to the races and he just never looks back. And these people they'll turn around and be like, see, Stefanski and company were right the entire time. He needed that year. Without that year, it never would have worked. And it's like, no, maybe he would have been good right away. Maybe you guys wasted a whole entire season even getting to that process to begin with. Like, there's so many things that Stefanski and company are already going to get credit for that haven't even existed yet.
Well, and to that point, I think another kernel of doubt in the process is if I go in thinking you already have a preset bias. And I do think Kevin did. I think Kevin
they just
wanted
did it so early was my problem in the whole entire thing. Very early on, we heard whispers about how he was so far behind. And there's just no way you can analyze and figure out how far behind someone is in 24 hours.
Well, but that also tracks to, I think Kevin wanted Kenny Pickett to start over Joe Flacco. And then Kenny Pickett got hurt. And then it kind of became Joe's job by default. Like, that's an inherent bias for a quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
A fact that I don't think you should have an inherent bias for. I also think, even amongst rookies, like I somewhat sourced this to some level, but like, yeah, I think Kevin really believes in Dylan Gabriel, and I think the Browns, I think he is ambivalent. I think he is Switzerland when it comes to Shador. Well, that absolutely does inform decisions in the NFL every year. We act like these guys, because again, I don't think the Browns sabotage Shador at all. And I do think using that word specifically comes off as fanboyish when people try and do that. You don't have to sabotage somebody to not put them in the same position as another player. They put Dylan in a better situation with more chances to fail in camp than Shador. That's the truth. Now, they'll say he earned it. I think he earned it by being the quarterback that Kevin Stefanski really liked, and Shador isn't the quarterback that he really likes. And that's fine, by the way, but we ascribe this level of this level of like almost Dalai Lama-esque ambivalence. Oh, they just want the best outcome. No, it's the NFL. These are huge corporations. These guys trust different players more than other players for different reasons. And they spend a lot of time with them and develop their own biases. It's okay that that happens. What's crazy is that people think that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Or that an organization like the Cleveland Browns, who have screwed up the quarterback position since 2020, every situation, every which way you can, yeah, I'm sorry. Today, I'm not giving them the pass. I'm not giving the carte blanche of, well, they don't think Shador's ready. I guess I'll just take their word for it. You kind of got to earn that one. I believe Andy Reid has earned that in his many stops in the NFL.
I've been to 76 Lou Groza Boulevard. I missed where I turned left, and there was a whole championship case of trophies filled up there. I missed that.
Maybe this was the alternate universe where they were the Green Bay Packers who just win one every 10 years, no matter what.
Going right when I should have gone left? Is that the problem here, too? Is there a big Super Bowl trophy case that I just keep missing every time I go there?
It's kind of like a tent in Harry Potter. It looks very quaint on the outside, and then you get in, and you're like, there's 75 rooms here. What the hell happened?
I'm just opening doors.
Yeah.
Where's the Super Bowl trophies? Somebody tell me where the Super Bowl trophies are.
You got to go about 300 yards west and then take a right past the bleepers.
You got to go to Hopkins and get on a plane and go to Kansas City is the real answer, and that's the problem. Like, you're 100% right. They've not earned the idea that they know what they're doing when it comes to quarterbacks. I'm sorry, they haven't.
And here's the thing. This, because people have then pointed out, well, that last game, Dylan looked really good. Shador didn't. Yet, conveniently, we're forgetting the first two games of the regular or the preseason, where Shador looked really, really good in one game and then didn't play the second. And then Dylan didn't play the first and looked honestly very below average in his second start. And by the way, none of this is to rehash the same things that we've been talking about, but this is like the beautiful thing about where we're going here is. There's no more running from biases here. There isn't. Joe's going to start, and he's going to take it for as long as Joe's going to start it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dylan is going to get the first grab. Unless injury, Dylan's going to get the first crack at this thing, and that's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
Football will out. And the same thing with Shador. Like, the best part about all the team, the push that they do and the spin that they put out there, it does not matter once any of these guys hit the football field. And we're going to see how not NFL ready he is or is or isn't or whatever. And same thing with Dylan Gabriel. Like, that's why I didn't sweat, like, to some degree, what Lima said, because it was like, all right, we'll see.
Let's let it play out.
Well, no, I mean, the team is going to look really foolish if they don't start Shador till week 13 and he rips off four really good games. In the same way that if they go to Dylan Gabriel in week 5 and he looks like a backup quarterback, you're going to look pretty foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, to me, like, I don't understand giving the benefit of the doubt now when this whole season is about whether they deserve the benefit of the doubt or not.
I just feel bad Lima let it ruin his weekend, or at least get into his weekend.
Well, yeah, the Shahive is very intense, we will say. A lot of aunties, a lot of unks.
That's what we love about the Shahive, though.
Oh, no, we love it.
We
yeah.
love the intensity yeah, no, of the no, no. Shahive. You Here's are my people.
We're ready for it. But I understand that if you're not either Switzerland or a part of the Shahive, if maybe you are a Shahater, I'm not saying Lima is, but and I was like, that's going to be too hard to say. It's something else might come out in that, but I understand if you're not comfortable with it. I just think Lima, of all people, giving the Browns a benefit of the doubt when it comes to quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
A little rich for my blood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an odd situation. I feel bad that, again, it let it seep into his weekend because an odd twist. I actually thought it was like almost like a Shador free weekend. There was like 3 days of no Shador. And I'm like,
weekend?
I'm like, we need more Shador. No. A tax free weekend is looked as a positive. A Shador free weekend is not a positive to me.
216-474-0092. Are you giving the Browns the benefit of the doubt with Shador Sanders? The point is, you don't have to. The season's going to play out, and they're either going to look really smart or they're going to look really foolish or somewhere in between. Giving them the benefit of the doubt 5 days, 4 days before the kickoff, the opener, a little rich for my blood. From the show of I Was Right Radio, I guess I got this wrong. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.